News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Crown Prosecution Service will appeal the Chief Magistrate's decision to dismiss a terrorism case against NICAP's member Liam O'Hanney, also known as Mokara, who was charged with allegedly displaying a Hezbollah flag at a London gig last November. And I'm joined now by Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist, for more on this. Vincent, just explain that the background here a little bit for people. What's actually happening? It was widely covered here that you know, Mokara is free, but that's not quite the case.
Yeah, that's right. This case was being dealt with initially in the Magistrates Court, which is the sort of lowest end of the criminal court here in the UK. And it was all to do with the flying, allegedly, of the Hezbollah flag at a gig in London last year. Hezbollah in the UK is a proscribed terrorist organisation, which means even sort of showing support for them publicly is considered to be a crime. Now, that comes with a six-month period between the incident and the date at which the police and the Public Prosecution Service can bring a prosecution. And they claimed that they did that within 6 months, that they were exactly at the end of the six-month period. However, the lawyers for Mokara were in court saying that basically the Attorney General did not approve the prosecution until a day later, meaning it was void. What's happening now is the CPS is coming back and saying, the Crown Prosecution Service, this is an important point of law because they believed that the police and themselves had to bring the prosecution, but then had a further period until the actual first appearance at court, normally about a month later, where they then had to seek the permission from the Attorney General for that.
So this is a sort of a technicality, isn't it?
That's right. It's a technicality with the CPS saying they need clarification on the point of law itself.
Okay. And should it be the case that they say, well, actually, yes, you do have that wriggle room, that once you bring the prosecution in terms of the police end of things to fruition before 6 months, then it's all good to go? Are we going to see NICAP back in court, do we think?
We potentially could do, but at the moment that's not clear. I think the CPS themselves feel that they actually need clarification on this, particularly given what's going on at the moment with, for instance, support for Palestine Action, which has now become a proscribed group as well. It sounds like they want full clarity on where they are in the law on this, but there has been, you know, a strong reaction from NICAP themselves, putting out a statement saying that that this is they were surprised by this, but it's unsurprising given the whole process they say has been driven by politicians.
And maybe lastly, Vincent, in terms of how the public, the general public in the UK, view this case and view NICAP, how would you say they are regarded?
I mean, NICAP aren't as well known here as they are in Ireland, but they have obviously become a lot more popular and this has given them a lot more publicity. I was at Glastonbury earlier this year and they had to shut down the field that they were performing in because there was so much, so much interest in the band. In terms of this latest move, I think people think it's somewhat embarrassing that, they couldn't get it right before bringing this kind of prosecution, and it's sort of played into, the sort of argument that NICAP is making, which is that it's a political prosecution, that it's, once again, the British state against people, particularly from the island of Ireland, willing to speak out against the actions of the British state.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Vincent McAvinney there, London-based journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.